We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I think baseball has a major problem. You know, we've talked about the pace of play. I have a feeling you think that might be the major problem, and it's a big one. But let me just say this. I think it's the strikeout rate. I think when batters are now likely this season for the first time ever striking out one of every four at-bats, and the average fastball velocity, and I know there's some numbers here. I don't want to get bogged down in numbers, but they're mind-blowing, really. And this, again, is from Travis Sawchik's piece. The average fastball velocity so far this season is a record for the first week. It's 93.5 miles an hour. I mean, you and I grew up at a time when somebody hit the mid-90s, it was like, you know, I got to tune in and stay with this game. This guy's throwing fire. The average fastball is almost 94 miles an hour in this league. And the other thing that is so striking, pun intended, I guess, is that at one point, let's go back to, say, 2005. Listen to this. In 2005, hitters produced 13,000 more hits than strikeouts in that season, okay? And strikeouts had never outpaced base hits. Strikeouts had never outpaced base hits in a season. That finally flipped 2 years ago, where for the first time in the history of baseball, we had more strikeouts than hits. And last summer, in a shortened 60-game season, baseball had 1,147 more strikeouts than hits.
It's where did insane. It change, Joe? Just because the pitching has become better? I mean, everybody's looking for pitching. It's just, how has it gotten so much better? Or is it just because guys, whether they're home run hitters or single hitters, are swinging for the fences?
Both. I mean, when the average fastball's up to 94, something has happened with the pitching, and it probably starts at a very young age with how they're trained, and it goes to everybody's fresh because everybody's pitching an inning at a time, and it goes to, yes, hitters swinging from their heels. I was just reading a piece where on certain counts, like, behind on a count and things like that, where normally you used to shorten up and try and get a hit. Now you're just swinging for the fences, everybody. But the moral of this story, the point of it is, I agree with Theo Epstein. I agree with him. He told The Athletic, he said, I think it's impossible to talk about how to restore the right balance between modern pitchers and modern hitters without giving consideration to the dimensions of the field, or in this case, the mound. He wants to move the mound back 1 foot, and I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think it's time. This isn't going back the other way.
Man, that's a big change. Huh. I'd have to think about that one for a while. Again, to me now, you know what? Oh, I think you summed it up by your introduction to this topic, that baseball has some big problems. And Manfred certainly isn't afraid to make changes if he thinks they're going to work. That one I'd have to think about, Joe. That's not a little change. That is a dramatic, dramatic change. We're talking about guys swinging for the fences. Did you see Polanco strike out yesterday on that swing? It looked like he was trying to hit the ball to Mars.
Yes.
Instead of just making contact. It was just ridiculous. And I think and he's a guy who can hit some home runs. You're seeing the singles hitters doing that too. moving the mound back a foot, I don't know, Joe. You like it? You think it makes sense, huh?
I love it, and here's what I would suggest. Let me see if I can start to sway you a little bit. It's not like it hasn't happened before. In fact, and I'm not going to make a joke about how you were the beat writer then, in 1893, they moved the mound back.
I'm so glad.
I didn't make any crack about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm really glad that you didn't, Joe. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. In 1893, the mound stood at like a foot shorter than it was moved to. The same reason. So for people who are resistant to change, it's happened, and it happened way, way back when. And not only that, maybe this is the more relevant one. Would this be that much more dramatic than when they significantly lowered the mound because pitchers had taken over back in 67, Ron?
To me, it would be when you're talking about a foot moving it back. And, you know, I didn't like it when they made that change back in 1894. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now. So
93.
I mean, I was a young man then, but I didn't like it. I just there's got to be better ways than changing the dimensions of the field. There just has to be. Ask me what I think they are. I'm not smart enough for that. But there has to be better ways than changing the dimensions of the game.
But again, in 67, it had dramatic results, what they did, lowering the mound. I mean, dramatic results. How much did they lower it? Do you remember?
I don't. That was all because of Bob Gibson. I know that. His unbelievable year. I can't remember. I'd have to look back at how far, how far.
5 inches. They lowered it from 15 to 10, which is, I can't even figure out what percent that is. I'm so bad at
math. Well, that's 33%. That's 33%. They dropped it, right?
So yeah, I guess so. So that's pretty significant.
That's a pretty significant change, too. But that's, to me, not nearly as much as moving the mound a foot back. It just isn't.
I hear you, but where is this going? We're now to a quarter of at-bats with strikeouts, and the average fastball is now up to almost 94 miles an hour.
I said it,
maybe
Joe.
Your
point, I'm not smart enough to figure it out where it's going, but it's not going anywhere good at the moment. I get that. I get that. I wish I had a better answer, but I don't. I just don't like that kind of dramatic change. That's just me.
Epstein says, I don't think you need to move it back 2 feet to learn a lot about potential solutions. I think if you even did half that amount, if you move the mound back a foot, you would give hitters an extra hundredth of a second to react. And that hundredth of a second corresponds to basically like a tick and a half of velocity, which he says, which is actually very interesting, which he says, which would sort of mean that you're restoring velocity to where it was maybe 8 or 10 years ago when the contact rate was better and the strikeout rate was more under control. He thinks it would be a worthwhile experiment anyway, obviously starting in the minors. I do too. I mean, other sports, Ron, we've seen significant changes. I mean, they painted a three-point line on a basketball court and completely changed the game. That's as radical a change, and maybe someone can correct me, and I'm talking off the top of my head, but in terms of dimensions or what you're doing to the actual playing surface and how it might change the game, rules changes. I don't know that there's been anyone quite like that. All of a sudden, you can make a shot that's worth 3 points instead of two, and it's become ridiculously makeable as we sit here, whatever, 40 years, 35 years after the advent of the three-point line. In football, we've seen radical rules changes over the years that have favored offense in a big way, and that's what this would do as well. Hockey, they took out the red line. That was one change they made, although they haven't really changed the dimensions. I've argued at times for a bigger net, actually. I just think that in this situation, it's become so unwatchable that something needs to be done. I would support at least experimenting with this.
Well, I mean, that sounds like now that you mentioned, you talked about basketball. Do you think the day will come where they'll raise the basket, to 11 feet instead of 10 feet? because it's like these guys, it's just like nothing for these guys now to dunk, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that happening at some point?
I could see anything happening, although I don't know now that we have an issue like in the NBA, for example, with scoring anymore, because they've made other changes that have solved that. So I guess the question would then be, well, what else could baseball do? I guess approaches at the plate, like you mentioned, and you're absolutely right, I think, that the whole approach on the batting side has changed, where everybody wants to hit home runs. That's like half of what happens, it feels like, is strikeout or home run. So would the adjustments come at the plate? Is it incumbent upon hitters to make adjustments here as the pitching gets better and better? Maybe that's the solution. I don't know.
I don't know either, Joe, but baseball, as you said, has a real problem. And I don't know what the answer is. I know Manfred probably is up at night trying to think about this stuff because he knows. He's a smart man. He knows that the game seemingly, you know, as far as fan interest, is just headed down the tube. And he's got to try to do something about it. And I don't agree with everything he does. I don't agree with all his decisions, but I'll give him credit for trying to be proactive here. And I just wonder where it's going to end, you know, with these changes down the road.
Here's the weird thing, too. And, you know, you can twist numbers any way you want. I just read a column, and now I forget who wrote it, but I wrote this down in terms of baseball. In 1939, and here's, this speaks to how the game in some ways hasn't changed a bit. In 1939, the average major league team scored 4.8 runs a game, 9.4 hits, and had 3.4 walks, okay? In 2019, the average team scored 4.8 runs a game, the same, 8.6 hits, slightly less, and 3.7 walks, just about the same. That's 80 years, and that stuff, the runs per game is identical after 80 years. Isn't that amazing?
It is, and yet the game has changed so dramatically. I mean, look at the length of these games and the pace of play and everything else. There's got to be a solution out there. I still love the game. I think it's a beautiful game. I wish I was at PNC Park today. But I love baseball more than a lot of people do, and I don't think the casual fan has any interest in watching today's game, at least not from start to finish.
I agree. What do you think of 4 feet in the dirt? Two feet in the dirt for all four infielders. It would be something if you had 4 feet in the dirt, Ron. Can you imagine how the game would change then?
Yeah, it would be a little different. See, again, I just don't like taking certain elements of strategy out of the game. And I know, you know, the shifts, people don't like the shifts and everything else. I'm not in favor of those changes. I'm just not.
I know, but if we're thinking, okay, it's a home run or a strikeout, you're encouraging guys to swing for the fences when you have pitchers pitching the way they are. And then on top of that, if you put the ball in play, you have everybody sort of figured out to the point where they know exactly where he's going to hit it most of the time. And they do these dramatic shifts. Like this, to me, would just this would be no different than the NBA, you know, with its illegal defense rule and its changes on defense it's had over the years, just sort of tweaking it a little bit. Like, all right, all four infielders have to start with their feet in the dirt. As soon as the ball is pitched, go run where you want or do what you want. I think that would be interesting. I don't know. I don't know where else to go other than you move the mound back would be an idea. You eliminate the shift would be an idea. Because otherwise, this is just going to keep going the way it's going. We're going to have the average fastball is going to get up to 96 at some point. We're never going to see a hit except the occasional homer, which is pretty much already what it is.
Pretty much already what it is. No, I know. I guess baseball could reach the point where it's going to have to try something like that. I'm just not quite ready for it yet. But that's me. I love the game. I love everything about it, you know, the way it used to be played. And I guess I'm longing for those days, and maybe that ship has already sailed. So maybe I better wake up and realize there have to be some major changes here.
Ron, top of the hour. I have some treats for you. John Clayton was on with the PM show talking about what he expects to see from Ben and how long Ben might play. That will lead off a little trip around the sports world. That's top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.